Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You know, when I write a column, I like to read it to you in hour number one and hour number three, because very different audiences listen to different sections of my show all over the country in different time zones, and I want to make sure you hear it. My latest commentary is I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-vax, but what if this experimental COVID shot is bad? Don't Americans have a right to know? I have to start this column by stating I'm not anti-vaccine. To the contrary, I've never been anti-vaccine, but I am pro-facts and pro-stats and pro-science, and the numbers tell the story. This quote-unquote vaccine is a disaster. As a matter of fact, it's not a vaccine. It's an untested, rushed-to-production experimental shot approved for emergency use only. This is different than polio, smallpox, or any other life-saving vaccine in our history. Based on quote-unquote science, i.e. facts on the ground, based on the government's own VAERS, Vaccine Death and Injury Reporting System, the truth is this vaccine must be suspended immediately before it kills, injures, and maims more Americans, i.e. human guinea pigs. Let me state it again. I have no problem with vaccines, but don't we each have a right to choose what we put into our bodies? And don't we have freedom of speech in this country? I never heard the U.S. Constitution granted exceptions to freedom of speech. I didn't know if our opinions differed from the Biden administration or the CDC or the mainstream media or Google or YouTube or Twitter or Facebook that we no longer had a right to free speech. Did you know that? If YouTube decides you're wrong, you're wrong. That's it. You don't have free speech anymore. Don't forget the people who head YouTube and Google and Twitter and Facebook. Don't forget all of them were virgins in high school and college. They never got laid their entire lives. Never had a date until they turned like 29 years old and they had $1 billion in stock and then the girls wanted to date them. Do I really trust the opinions of someone who couldn't even get a date in high school or college? The truth is everyone taking this COVID experimental shot, remember, it's not a vaccine, has a right to know all the risks and dangers before deciding whether to take it or not. In private industry, if you withhold the risk from a buyer or investor, you go to prison. The government prosecutes you. It's called fraud. I've never spoken out against any vaccine in my life until now. But I sure think everyone deciding on whether to get it or not deserves to hear facts about the dangers. The VAERS reporting system, I just found out in the last interview, it's not VAERS, it's VAERS. The VAERS reporting system is fact. No one's ever questioned it before. For decades, it's been the gold standard for reporting vaccine injuries and deaths. But the same mainstream media that opens all newscasts and front pages of newspapers with the number of COVID cases and deaths, even if they're greatly exaggerated, has never bothered to report on the number of COVID vaccine deaths and injuries, even though most experts agree they're greatly underreported. Did you know before you got your experimental COVID shot that VAERS in the U.S. reports over 10,000 Americans dead from the vaccine? The number's actually 11,140. And hundreds of thousands injured, the number is actually 435,000, or adversely affected by the shot. I'll bet no one told you that before you made your decision. This VAERS system is widely considered to be greatly underreported. Underreported. It counts on doctors or relatives to report vaccine deaths and injuries, and most have never even heard of it, so they never report to it. So the numbers are undoubtedly much higher. In the EU, the numbers are even worse. Their vaccine adverse deaths and injuries reporting system reports almost 20,000 dead from the vaccine and well over 2 million injured or adversely affected. I think it was 2.7 million, if my memory is right. I'm going to update all of this after the show. You know, I wrote all this in about 40 minutes before the show. Usually take for about a half hour of time, and I'm going to check all my facts after the show and fill in the right numbers. These aren't normal numbers. These are the worst numbers ever reported in the history of vaccines. The number of deaths and injuries are far higher than all the deaths and injuries from all the vaccines in the past decades combined. In the past, the CDC has suspended and ended vaccine programs over just a few deaths and injuries, numbers that are tiny compared to this time. After all, if the cure kills innocent victims who never even had the disease, that's a terrible failure. But we've never had death or injuries of the magnitude of this experimental shot ever in history. Are you aware of this fact? Last week was the second week in a row. More Americans died from the COVID vaccine than from COVID itself? That's astonishing. Are you aware a whistleblower claims the death toll from the vaccine is actually over 45,000, not the reported 10,000 plus? Isn't this a significant problem? Shouldn't the media be reporting on these numbers? Don't Americans or all human beings have a right to know these numbers before deciding whether to take the shot? These omissions by the Biden government, the CDC and the media, while urging Americans to be vaccinated immediately, are remarkable. But even more remarkable is the complete fabrication told by the CDC over the past few days regarding COVID and unvaccinated Americans. More on that in my next column. The sum up is, at first, I simply thought it was outrageous that people were not hearing the risks of the experimental emergency use COVID shot. But now, having seen the number of deaths and injuries grow, I now believe it's time to call for an immediate suspension of the vaccine program until these incredible number of deaths and injuries can be investigated and corrected. Something is clearly very wrong. So there's my latest commentary. And no sooner than I wrote it, a report was out for the second week in a row, more COVID-19 vaccination deaths than COVID-19 deaths in the U.S., according to the CDC and the VIRS websites. 11,140 reported deaths. And so here are the numbers for the last couple of weeks. Let's see. 2 weeks ago, 6,985 deaths. Last week, that number jumped to 9,048. That number is now at 11,140. Over 400,000 adverse reactions. Last week, 1,900 and change total COVID deaths in the U.S., but 2,092 deaths from the COVID vaccines. Now, let me point out the weakness of this VIRS system. The only way they attribute it to a COVID vaccine death is if the person gets the shot and goes, "Thank you, doctor," and croaks. If they die on the spot, they say they died from the vaccine. But a lot of people in this country get the vaccine and they feel horrible for a week or two or three, and then they drop dead of a heart attack in week four. And nobody is calling that a COVID vaccine death. But it is absolutely a COVID vaccine death. They died 3 or 4 weeks after getting the COVID vaccine, and they felt miserable the entire time after getting the COVID vaccine. Then there's a VIRS whistleblower, assuming Rob Lauer, my guest, was right that you pronounce it VIRS, not VAERS, because it is V-A-E-R-S. Shouldn't it be VAERS? But if it's the VIRS system, 45,000 dead from COVID-19 vaccines is what he is reporting. And he says there are 11 VIRS systems across the U.S. reporting deaths and adverse reactions. One system alone has reported the shocking 45,000 deaths from the COVID vaccines. And now an Ohio-based law firm, Rentz Law, run by a guy named, is it Thomas Rentz? Thomas Rentz, an attorney based in Ohio. So the Rentz Law Firm and Thomas Rentz suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to halt the COVID-19 vaccine rollout to children 15 years and younger. He says there are no long-term studies on the impact on adults, much less children. And the law says children must be at risk. And Rentz argues the CDC states that children are statistically at 0% death rate by COVID-19. So the point is, folks, that a lot of people have died and a lot of people have been grievously injured by the COVID-19 jab. including in Europe. And the European system does not include England. And England's government just announced today that 60% of all their hospitalized patients have gotten both COVID vaccines, which, of course, are not vaccines, they're shots. And I just think it's telling and stunning and sad and tragic how the media covered the swine flu vaccine after 4,000 reported adverse events in 1976. 4,000 adverse events, and they killed the entire vaccine. The rollout was ended, and nobody got any more vaccines, and they all went away. Think about the poor 4,000 people that lives are ruined by the vaccine. So they knew they'd made a mistake, and they stopped it. And today there's 463,000 adverse events. I thought it was 430,000, but that went up again. 463,000 adverse events. And nobody's stopping the vaccine. No one's calling for the vaccine to stop. Well, I am. A new study in England, people who have been vaccinated make up 47% of the new COVID case in England. But the CDC in America says everyone, virtually 100% of all the people getting COVID now are unvaccinated. Really? But in England, 47% are vaccinated. And 60% of the people being admitted to the hospital in England with COVID have been fully vaccinated. And the inventor of the COVID technology, COVID mRNA vaccine technology, Dr. Robert Malone, who was a guest on my show, says what's worrying him is that the most vaccinated countries in the world are experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases, while the least vaccinated countries are not. And yet, turn on the news, and every second you're being brainwashed by politicians, the media, health experts, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, the WHO. Everyone in the world, every anchor person has brainwashed you. Get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. You've got to get the vaccine. You'll die if you don't get the vaccine. Everyone is dying, didn't get the vaccine. Everyone's got COVID, it's unvaccinated. It all turns out to be lies. You mean in every country in the world? The people getting COVID are our vaccine, but not in America? We're different? COVID has a brain and it's a Democrat? It's a liberal? It only goes after conservatives in America. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support,
support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, thank God that criminals are really stupid, really dumb. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a murder suspect on the Tulsa Police Department's weekly most wanted list was captured after she posted on social media inquiring about the reward for information leading to her arrest. The Tulsa Police Department is looking for information about the whereabouts of Lorraine Graves. The Tulsa Police posted to an official Facebook page on July 15th, and Lorraine Graves is charged with accessory to murder. She was involved in the city's 10th homicide of 2021. Eric Graves was shot and killed at St. Thomas Square Apartments. Much to the surprise and delight of law enforcement, Graves personally responded to the post not long after it went up. Where's the reward money at? She asked beneath the post about her own personal, from her own personal Facebook page. More than one Facebook user warned Graves that being cute was going to get her caught. Girl, you better stay off social media. They can track you, Jane Doe wrote beneath Graves' comment. Lorraine Graves ain't going to be as funny when you get processed, Dylan Boyd opined. Tulsa Police Department's Fugitive Warrant Unit tracked Graves down in North Tulsa near 36th Street North and Garrison Avenue and arrested her at 4:30 p.m. on July 16th. These are really stupid people. Wow. Wow. Thank God we got some really dumb criminals. Good stuff. I wanted to switch gears. Enough of COVID for one show. Jeez, COVID and the vaccine. I've had enough. Let's talk about the election. We're going to make liberals really happy. Wayne Root spent two-thirds of the show talking about COVID vaccines and one-third of the show talking about a stolen election. Wow, that's going to make liberals really happy. But this is the truth, and the truth is the truth. and you can't avoid it and run away from it. See, here's an argument I'd like to really make now. If I really was smart, right, then I would avoid the stolen election, and I would say, go get your vaccines, because that would make me more money. That would make me a favorite of corporate America. That would get my show put in much better places all over the country. Oh, my God, let's elevate them to the biggest markets and the biggest corporate radio syndicators and affiliates. But I'm a guy who goes against the grain because the truth is the truth. All I do is I spout raw truth on this show from the moment I start to the moment I end each afternoon and each, you know, evening on the East Coast, afternoon on the West Coast. I just spend 2 or 3 hours every single day telling you the truth. Because you need to know the truth. And I don't care where it takes me, and I don't care if it slaps me in the face. The truth is the truth. The raw truth is the raw truth. And someone needs to tell you. And if that hurts my career, that hurts my career. If you don't like that I talk about a rigged election, if you don't like that I talk about the vaccine not working and damaging and killing people, and the government lying about it, then you should change the channel. Because you're in the wrong place. But I'm never gonna betray who I am. And I'm never gonna betray the truth. And the election was stolen, and you should have waited for this vaccine and watched, and you would have seen what I saw, and now you'd be sick to your stomach. You know? It's really a sad state of affairs. All right. Let's talk about what they're calling a bombshell that came out today. Seth Keschel. Let's find out who he is. The big lie is being exposed. Today on Steve Bannon's show, he had Professor David Clements from New Mexico State University, retired Army intelligence captain and former baseball analyst Seth Keschel. And Seth Keschel dropped a bomb on the war room. According to Seth, President Trump won Pennsylvania by 6-8% in 2020. No surprise to me. This is based on models and predictions in over 75 years of history. Republicans outregistered Democrats 21-1 from 2016 to 2020 during the Trump years. Wow. And I reported on this before the election. Trump's pro-America message resonated with working-class Pennsylvania. It was clear to anyone paying attention. Trump had the biggest rallies in the country in Pennsylvania. He then pointed to the predictive models in the state of Pennsylvania. For the 2020 election, several counties significantly and magically outperformed for Joe Biden in a way no one's ever seen before. The trend lines pointed to a huge Trump win, and the recorded results were completely unrealistic. Seth said that Trump won Pennsylvania by 6-8 points. And it doesn't shock me at all. Remember, after election night, Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And then the USPS trucks started rolling in, the 18-wheelers with fake ballots.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Monday, President Joe Biden urged Congress to pass his economic agenda to fight back against the rising inflation amid the economic recovery from the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor, discusses a $3.5 trillion budget plan.
Over the last 12 months during this economic recovery, the average American worker earned a 3.6% raise. But inflation has risen so steeply that it's turned that into a nearly 2% pay cut.
USA Radio News. It's a miserable Monday on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 725 points, the S&P dropping 68, and the NASDAQ falling 152. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. The Root's on fire. Richie, you wanted me to have more excitement in my voice when I say the Root's on fire. Enthusiasm. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior and capitalist evangelist. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly. I take no prisoners. Only show of its kind. No script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I do it all off the top of my head. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I'm American-made. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. The call in number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Toll free from anywhere in these United States. Let me mention a little housekeeping. My email, as always, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. You can find me at Parler. Parler seems to be working back again rather well. My handle is at RealWayneRoot. R-E-A-L, RealWayneRoot. Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com. I've got 95,000 followers at Parler, and we're growing. And my War Raw Daily podcast available in anywhere you download podcasts, including Spotify and Google Play and Amazon and iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I found Liberty 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing for a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And as far as credibility, I'm a member. My children are members. In premiums alone, I've saved well over $120,000 minimum since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I think it's as high as $150,000 to $200,000. But I'm willing to quote the lowest possible number so I don't get in any trouble, right? I know for a fact I've saved $120,000 just in premiums. But I think it's much higher. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. All right, we've got some callers, and I want to discuss the bombshells that came out today about Pennsylvania and Michigan. Neither one of them surprised me in any way, shape, or form. Of course Trump won Pennsylvania. Of course Trump won Michigan. Of course neither one of them was close. On election night, he was up by 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania and 300,000 in Michigan. Those are both Midwest states filled with nice people that love Trump's America First message. Of course he won them both. But let's grab a call. We got Brady in Las Vegas on line 3. Brady, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you doing, Wayne?
Great. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Hey, one thing, I really want to thank you for being so honest about this jab, because you're one of the few radio hosts out there across the nation that are being so truthful. Just to start out with, however they got it labeled as a vaccine was a complete falsehood, because it does not stop the transmission of the virus from either getting it or transmitting it to others. And the problem is, with this jab, that spike protein that's in it is a crystal that starts out very much as like a microcrystal in your blood. It's now transferred into your blood and brain. They never thought that was going to happen. They thought it was just going to go from your shoulder through the lymph nodes and into your body. But the problem is now that it's transferred into the blood supply is that people now have been giving blood. Our nation's blood supply is tainted. You go in, and if you've never got the COVID jab, you could come walking out of the blood supply with the jab already injected into you.
Wow. I never even thought about that. That is true. That makes sense. If you got the jab, if you got the vaccine, that's really not a vaccine, but let's call it what they claim it is, a vaccine. I'll call it a experimental shot. Then, of course, the spike proteins from the shot are, in fact, in your body. And if you donate blood and someone else needs blood, a transfusion, you now get the transfusion. The blood you're getting has those spike proteins in it. So I would assume that they would transfer in that blood. They don't die in the transfusion. So there's a chance, I think, that without getting the vaccine, you could wind up, having the same attributes just for needing a blood transfusion. So kind of scary. You're not the first one who's told me that. I don't know that to be true. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to know that to be a fact. But every article that I've read says that Brady's actually right. I've read many articles that say it turns your blood into a spike protein manufacturing facility. And your body is filled with spike protein, which creates blood clots and glunks up your blood, glunks up your organs, and people wind up dying. Well, if you're going to take that person's blood, that blood's going to do the same thing to you, I would guess. So, very scary. I never thought about it. God forbid you have a car accident. You need a blood transfusion. Now you've got the same problem as people who took the vaccine. It's scary stuff. But I don't know how to solve that problem.
Yeah, don't go get blood or give blood. You know, you're going to get stuck because the problem is they're not telling you once that thing gets into your body, that the jab, it continuously grows from day one. They expect within the next 3 to 5 years, millions of people to die from this jab.
Well, we'll see. Brady, I make sure that I don't overestimate and scare people to bejesus. I don't know if millions are going to die. I know that the vaccine has caused X amount of death, and I've reported the exact numbers from this VIR system, and I know that it's got some attributes that should, if we were honest, would make us suspend the vaccine right now, immediately, and investigate it and figure out how to solve the problem, or you can't continue to give people these vaccines. There's too much death and too many injuries and too many autoimmune diseases associated with the jab. Are millions going to die from it? I have no idea, and I can't make that statement, but there are many experts who are willing to make that statement, including Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, comes on the show all the time. I know that, Brady. He says millions will die. He says this is mass murder. I never go that far. I don't think I have a right to. I'm not a medical professional. I just know that everyone should have waited and seen what happens, and once you've seen what's happened so far, you'd be very hesitant to have the vaccine. I think that's a reasonable view of this whole situation. Brady, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Nice to hear your voice. So, look, there's a lot of people out there who understand what's going on, and they're, they're disgusted with what's the state of the United States of America. It's horrible. Everything going on is horrible. So let me just go back to the election, okay? Because all of this happened because of the election being stolen. That's how Biden gets control of the White House. That's how the Chinese communists wind up running our country. That's how the Mexican drug cartel winds up running our border. That's how everything bad is going on now. But it's not like there weren't bad people under Trump, too. You know, I saw an article today, was it Scott Gottlieb, I believe is his name, is the former FDA commissioner under Trump. And first of all, I don't trust anybody who works for Big Pharma. You know who's always named as the commissioner of the FDA? It's always someone in the hip pocket of Big Pharma. And pharma can never do any wrong. Not just vaccines, drugs. Whatever they want, they get. Vitamin companies, they got to squash. And I'm a vitamin guy. I believe in vitamins. Vitamins will keep you alive. Vitamins will save your life, in my opinion. Whereas vaccines and drugs are the wrong way to go. You need natural immunity. And so the FDA is very anti-vitamin, very pro-drug, very pro-vaccine. It's always head by someone who's in the hip pocket of the vaccine industry. So Trump named this guy Scott Gottlieb, and he was Trump's guy, and he now came out today and said, basically, everybody who doesn't get vaccinated, we're all going to get COVID. Every person. Now, first of all, that may be true. It's the flu, and it goes around, and a lot of people get the flu. So unvaccinated people may get it. What he left out is all the vaccinated people may get it, too. But I read to the bottom of the article, and that's where you always find the truth. When you read to the bottom, which almost nobody ever does, no one has time. But I skim it, and I'm a speed reader, and I get to the bottom in a minute. And it's a long article, but I got to the bottom in a minute. And at the very bottom, it says, what does Scott Gottlieb do now? He's on the board of directors of Pfizer. who makes the Pfizer vaccine. Of course he's not going to say anything bad about vaccines. Of course he's going to recommend everybody get vaccines. And of course he's going to say that anyone who's unvaccinated will absolutely get COVID. I've got companies and I've got friends on my board, and I don't want them ever saying anything bad about my company, my industry, or my products. And if they do, they're fired. And if they're good little boys and girls, and they say nice things about my products, they're going to get a lot of stock, and when the stock does well, they're going to make lots of money. Isn't that the way capitalism works? So why would you believe a word that Scott Gottlieb says about the vaccine? As a matter of fact, why wouldn't he be completely challenged because of such a massive conflict of interest? He has no right to make any comments about vaccines when he's on the board of directors of Pfizer. What do you think he's going to say? What would Pfizer say if Wayne Root was on the board of Pfizer and I said, you know what? A lot of people are dying from these vaccines. I think we should suspend the vaccine program. What would Pfizer say to me? I'd be fired in 5 minutes. What does Pfizer expect someone on the board to say? Expect you to kiss their ass and say all the vaccines are great and COVID will die if you take the vaccine. But if you don't take the vaccine, you'll die. That's what they say because they're on the board of Pfizer. It's not because it's the truth. It's because they're on the board of the vaccine company. What a scam. What? Nobody ever says a guy with a Harvard degree, and I'm sure that's what he's got. I'm sure Scott Gottlieb's from Harvard or Yale. No one will ever say a guy with a Harvard degree on the board of directors of a billion-dollar, maybe now a trillion-dollar drug company is a scam artist. But my opinion on this opinion show, and he's a public figure, and it's my opinion, and it's an opinion show, is this stinks to high heaven, and it reminds me of Bernie Madoff. Sounds like a Ponzi scheme. The guy on the Pfizer board tells you Pfizer vaccines are good. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it.
support, go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off.
40% off!
Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Freedom Fest. And you know it's coming up just next, this week. Freedom Fest starts July 21st, so tomorrow's my birthday, July 20th, so it's Wednesday through Saturday in South Dakota. So actually, this will be the last day I will promote Freedom Fest, because, you know, no one's going to get on a plane the day it starts. So this is your last opportunity. Freedom Fest is in South Dakota for the first time ever. It's called the Greatest Libertarian Show on Earth. They've got a record crowd attending. They say it's probably going to be the biggest crowd in the history of Freedom Fest in 15 years. I guess everybody wanted to do what I would like to do, but I couldn't get away. I would love to see Mount Rushmore. I've never been there in my life. I'm sure it's breathtaking. And, you know, breathe that free air in South Dakota. And I don't mean just beautiful, cooler than Vegas air, but I mean freedom. You know, there's a place where no one ever made you mask up. There's a place that never had lockdowns. Nothing changed in South Dakota because of the wonderful Governor Kristi Noem. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder running for governor in California, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, J.P. Sears, John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods. They're all at Freedom Fest. Go there. Check it out. Go to the website, freedomfest.com. Use the promo code WAR50 to get $50 off registration fee. Probably very cheap flights, I'm sure, to South Dakota from almost anywhere in the country. Freedomfest.com, promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. So here's the election numbers. I saved it for the very end of the show. This guy, Seth Ketchell, is a former baseball analyst and a retired Army intelligence captain. and he dropped a bombshell. He said Trump won Pennsylvania by 6 to 8%. And I remember I was telling everybody, but you tend to forget this stuff because there's so much going on. But I told everybody in the run-up to the election last summer of 2020 and then early fall, I kept saying, he's got Pennsylvania. Trump's got Pennsylvania because they've out-registered the Democrats by a mile. And remember, Trump won Pennsylvania in 16, and then in those 4 years, everybody registered a Republican in Pennsylvania. But I didn't know the real number. Seth Ketchell says Republicans outregistered Democrats 21-1 from 2016 to 2020. And he had the biggest crowds. And then he pointed to the predictive models in the state of Pennsylvania. And he says, here's my formal declaration for Pennsylvania. I wrote back in November. I knew it was ugly, and I've been saying it was a slam dunk. Trump state appears by 300,000 to 400,000. Appears I was light. It may have been about 500,000. The winner of Luzerne County in the presidential races has carried Pennsylvania every election since 1936. Trump still won it, even with a ton of fraud. Any Republican in that time frame winning Luzerne County has also never failed to carry Michigan. And he said Trump will win Pennsylvania by 6 to 8 points. And now he's saying that that he won Pennsylvania by 6 to 8, and he won Michigan, Trump, by 7.5 percentage points. Here's what he says about Michigan. He says he predicted a Trump victory in Michigan, just like in neighboring Pennsylvania. According to Ketchell, the real numbers in Michigan are Trump by 7.5%. Michigan tracks Pennsylvania in terms of tendencies, voter tendencies. Since 2008, declining Democrat participation and increasing Republican, especially under Trump, Obama lost Michigan by 303,000 votes in 2012. I didn't even know that. Romney killed him in Michigan. And Clinton lost it by 296,000 votes in his last election. So Michigan really trending Republican. Trump gained 370,000 amidst this coalition shift in a shrinking Democrat base of Michigan, only to be lapped by Biden in 2020 after winning by 370,000 votes in 2016. He was lapped by Biden with 535,000 new votes after no new net positive Democrat votes in 12 years. As a general rule, he says, states in population decline with a massive coalition shift, party switching going on, are not going to show massive gains for both sides. The point is, Trump won. And it's impossible to believe that suddenly Democrats made some big gain. You know? And he says they should audit every county in Michigan and every county in Pennsylvania because there had to have been massive fraud. And then you've got Rudy Giuliani, who today said, I think Arizona is going to be, you can't really dispute it, the numbers and the categories are sufficient to change the election. We're talking about at least 200,000, probably going to be more, illegal votes in Arizona, clearly illegal. 60 or 70,000 that we thought were there, pieces of paper that are not official paper, and that's going to be true in Georgia, and that's going to be true big time in Pennsylvania. That's what Rudy Giuliani said today. And then we also found out today that there were Sharpies used in Arizona. Remember, I mentioned that the day or two after the election. You're supposed to use pens, and suddenly they shifted to Sharpies. And guess who they gave the Sharpies to? Republican voters on the day of the election. Why? Because then they would know it was a Republican ballot, and they could throw it in the garbage pail. The Democrats got pens, the Republicans got Sharpies, and they knew they could throw it away and they'd be killing Trump's vote. I'm telling you, Arizona was so ripped off, it's amazing. We won this election, and we're going to prove it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.